My dear boys and girls, welcome back to this new episode on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara. We are here today to continue to listen to the adventures of Draco the Blue Dragon, Tolly, his friend and guide, Ayan the Dragon Rider, Alina the Flame Keeper, Samir their friend and historian, and their Uncle Kabir. In the previous episode, Ayan and Draco had spoken to Master Gardok and learned of a possible way to reduce Adar the Horrible's powers, especially after he became a Flame Keeper. But the path suggested was so dangerous that they rejected it outright. Go back and have a listen if you want to remember what it was. Ayan and Draco made a pact that they would never even mention the possibility of Alina bonding with Fireball as a Flame Keeper, as it was a terribly risky move. Both of them were sure that the brave girl would definitely ignore the risk to herself and try to explore that path if it meant that they could win the war. They decided to keep even Uncle Kabir in the dark about this. The small group got together and decided that they would practice hard and formulate strategies to win the war against Fireball. Uncle Kabir was a gifted seeker and had the ability to search across the world through the means of fire. Every evening, after practice, he would light a massive fire in the castle fireplace and stare into it for hours, searching the far corners of the world for Adar and Fireball. They wanted to locate the two of them and find out where they were hiding, so that they could formulate a plan to attack them there. They did not want to be taken by surprise like last time. During the course of his research, Uncle Kabir found out that Hora's descendants had built a massive fortress about 3,000 kilometers from where their castle was. This was located on the shores of an ocean. Uncle Kabir repeatedly tried to visit inside this fortress using his journey through the flames, but was always blocked out because of magic. Perhaps Adar had placed protective enchantments there, just as Uncle Kabir had put up protection spells all around his own castle to keep any intruders at bay. As a result, the small group was sure that Adar and Fireball used the fortress as one of their bases, but could never be sure if they were there at all times. In order to solve this problem and find out the enemy's plans, it was decided that Draco and Ayan would fly to the fortress and stay there as observers for the next week. Draco was the only one among them who could make this journey quickly enough using his powerful wings, and he could carry Ayan with him. Ayan packed a backpack with food and provisions enough to last them for a week, and mounted the saddle. Just before the blue dragon and his dragon rider set off, Samir pressed an ancient scroll into Ayan's hands and asked him to read it once he reached his destination. Alina, Tolly and Uncle Kabir wished them luck on their mission and asked them to keep in touch. Since Draco could communicate telepathically with Alina, they could easily stay updated on everything that happened there. Ayan had remembered his first flying experience and carried a jacket this time to keep himself warm, while Draco zipped through the sky like an arrow. To avoid detection, the blue dragon had activated his invisibility shield, cloaking Ayan in the process as well. It took the two of them about 9 hours to reach their destination. Thanks to Draco's immense flight speed, and Ayan was sore from sitting in the saddle for so long. By the time they landed, it was already dark, and the two of them decided to rest that night. They were still some 5 kilometers away from the fortress, but had decided to go the rest of the way on foot to avoid detection. Before setting up camp for the night, Ayan set up protective enchantments around themselves, concealing them from any prying eyes who might stumble upon the two of them. Finally, after a light dinner, the two friends drifted off, Draco keeping one of his eyes half open, to always be aware of any danger that might come their way. The night passed off uneventfully and the two of them woke up refreshed. After a hearty breakfast, they set off for the fortress. Hora's ancestors had done a great job with building it. The structure was massive, much bigger than the castle in the middle of the forest, and had at least 20 turrets at intervals looking out in different directions. They clearly didn't want to be caught off guard in case of any attack. The fortress was surrounded by dark-colored volcanic magma, which had solidified to form a smooth and almost glass-like surface. There were steps cut into these smooth surfaces, using which one could approach the fortress, but each of these paths was sure to be heavily guarded. Ayan and Draco circled the entire fortress and could not figure out how to get inside. While they could not see any living beings in or around the structure, they were quite sure that they were there. They were probably hidden under a disguised invisibility cloak or protective enchantments around the structure. Adar the Horrible would never leave his fortress undefended. The smooth glass-like volcanic magma surrounded the fortress on three sides, and the fourth side was a sheer drop to the ocean. Draco and Ayan spent the entire first day circling the structure but unable to find a safe way inside. At this rate, they would never be able to make out what was happening inside. They went back to their campsite and ate in silence. Draco had tried flying into the fortress as well, but been repelled by a force shield that was protecting the place. While he could have broken through the shield, there was no way of doing it quietly and without announcing to Adar and Fireball about his presence. They had to find a different and quiet way in. As the day came to an end and the two friends got ready for bed, Ayan's hands brushed against something in his pocket. It was the scroll that Samir had given him just before they took off. In the urgency of reaching and finding their way into the fortress, he had forgotten all about it. As he lay down next to a small fire, Ayan unfurled the scroll carefully. It was an ancient document and had many drawings and markings on it. Samir must have come across it while doing his research in the library. As Ayan looked at the pictures, he started getting excited. He realized what they meant and turned towards Draco with shining eyes. This was an ancient blueprint of the very fortress they were camped outside. And Samir, their brilliant friend, had just showed them a way to get inside the structure through a secret passage, safely and quietly. Draco and Ayan looked at each other and laughed silently. They should have read the scroll earlier and not wasted the whole day. The two of them decided to go into the fortress the very next day, just before dawn, and find their way inside so that they could observe the grounds. Once inside, they would keep their invisibility cloaks on and would stay undetected as long as possible. They were excited about their upcoming mission and quickly fell asleep, determined to do a good job the next day. And this is where today's episode comes to an end, children. I hope you are enjoying this action-packed adventure of Draco and his friends and will join me next time on your favorite podcast, Once Upon a Time with Uttara, to find out what happens next. Until then, be happy, take care, and bye-bye.